House Speaker Mike Johnson would not endorse a plan to give Americans stimulus checks, paid for with money saved by the Department of Government Efficiency. President Trump and Elon Musk both said they are looking into what's being called a Doge dividend, which could result in Americans receiving checks in the mail. Politically, that would be great for us, you know, it gives everybody a check, Johnson said. But if you think about our core principles, right, fiscal responsibility is what we do as conservatives. That's our brand. And we have a $36 trillion federal debt. We have a giant deficit that we're contending with. I think we need to pay down the credit card, right? Johnson made the remarks at the Conservative Political Action Conference when he was asked how sending out the checks would work. Congress controls the purse strings and would have to give its approval if President Trump determines the plan is feasible. President Trump explained Wednesday how they are considering dividing up the money Doge saves. And there's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the Doge savings to American citizens, and 20% goes to paying down debt because the numbers are incredible, Elon. So many billions of dollars. Billions. Hundreds of billions, Trump said. It's not clear, though, that the Department of Government Efficiency is helping the country's finances as much as they say they are. Doge claims to have saved the American taxpayers $55 billion through contract cancellations and renegotiations, asset sales, workforce reductions, and other measures. Analysis shows they are counting the full amounts of some contracts that have already been partially paid for. In one case, Doge said it saved the government $8 billion with a canceled contract. Further review revealed it was an $8 million contract and that the contracted company had already received $3.8 million. Doge is now releasing more detailed information that shows the differences between the total value of the contract and how much is being saved by canceling. In many cases, the full amount has already been paid and the savings is $0.